Okay, first off, how do you pronounce your full name? My guess is Raymond Saint Jean, or how is
Oh,
the quote?
that's you're good.
Okay, great.
That's perfect.
Okay, thank you so much. So I really love this movie, and I see a lot of crime thrillers, and
Yeah.
usually the protagonist has somewhat likable qualities. But what made LaVoix such a unique character for you? Because we in cinema, these type of characters are usually, we don't see them as the main character because they have to be likable or we have
Yeah,
to
okay.
root for them, which I find very refreshing about your movie.
Yeah, I think the thing was not, he's not a hero, And sometimes in American cinema and gangster movies, you always end up having this guy being the hero. I think it's important that the audience identify with the character, gets into his skin and lives his story with him. But they shouldn't be have sympathy for him, too much sympathy for him or empathy. You have to keep in mind that he's a bad guy and he's doing very bad things. But this Donald Lavoie character was also a handsome man, an intelligent, very brilliant man. So that makes him fascinating. And also, there's this kind of strange thing that when the trials were over, he just went free and never committed a crime again, not even a parking ticket. So, as they say, so that makes up for a very complex and layered character that you have to explore in all his complexities, depth. But at first, he's sympathetic. You feel for him. Everything is going fine. He's doing his, he's having money and he has what he wants. Money, power, and the story is that he's going to lose all that because it's all been built on a crumbling foundation. So, I think when you see it's a different take on the character and the genre, it's because we didn't try to make him a hero, which I think it's a flaw sometimes when I see this film in the United States. And maybe that sometimes people are bored or get bored because it's always the same
Yeah,
story.
they
Okay,
get bored.
he's a bad guy, but he has such evil enemies that he becomes the good guy, I think it's important that he has this character has worthy opponents, but he shouldn't become the hero of the story, even if he's the hero, if you understand what I
Yeah,
mean.
totally understand. This is can you just talk about the evolution of the screenplay? Because
Yeah.
it's inspired by him, but you're also building a world within this narrative. I'm assuming it took a while to just write the screenplay, or was it a lot faster than I imagined? Because it's very immersive, your movie.
Yeah, well, the screenplay, we started from newspaper articles. We went to our huge library where we have archivals of all the newspaper of the time. And we started from that, a few books, interviews he gave. We had the story, we had the arc. But what we knew about the characters, did we know the truth? These people, they were from, I think, basically, he's a narcissist, they're all narcissists and they say whatever they want to get what they need. In our mind, these people are using people around them. So we started with this information, okay, this guy, this narcissist, this guy, this intelligent guy, he's brilliant. Had a complex life, his childhood, very, 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 very tragic childhood, killed so many people. What was he? What was he? So that was our question. Can we get into his mind without meeting him? Can we try to imagine is what was happening in his mind? So you start like that, you start trying to build something, but we had the arc, so it was kind of easy to tell a story itself. We changed things that we as we went along, changed some events, some characters, but everything is kind of true in our story. But what we built was his mindset, the travel he does with his mind as he went along and make his choices, and we also didn't want to be clear about what's happening in his mind. Why does he make his choices? Is it to save himself? Does he really love his family? Is it revenge? What is it exactly? So you have to feel through the actor's eyes and his voice all these hesitation and but we didn't want give answers, real answers. I always said that if someone comes out of the theater saying, oh well, he's a bastard, he just wanted revenge, and oh, he went 6 years to jail, you know, for murders, you know, oh, what an horrible person. And someone else could say, well, he found redemption and, you know, he had remorses. And so this ambiguity for us was really important. So, like I said, it was easy to tell a story, but to tell the story of the character himself from his evolution, that was harder, you know. And I think it all came along together when Eric came into the project, because we needed an actor who could carry all this, you know, who could play all this, being very charismatic, being seductive, also being cruel, being cold. It's a lot of different emotions that you have to fit in your eyes in one box. You know, it's very difficult to do, and Eric did it very well, I think. You know, you come out of the movie kind of feeling something for him, but not feeling good, feeling what you feel for him. You know, you shouldn't like this guy. And you feel that sometimes you watch a movie, a gangster movie, and you just, yeah, okay, I'm cheering for him, and Ray, he had revenge. But with Donald, it's a different feeling, I think, when you at the end of the movie you say, well, I'm not sure, I'm kind of happy for him, but should I?
So I asked Eric about when he saw the final cut of the film, and he said he got it around Christmas, and he was so pleased with it. And especially, he said you guys shot during COVID, and just with that challenge, and then also with the budget, how beautiful the film looks. He was so happy with Dust for
Yeah.
Hitman, so he's very pleased. Me as a cinephile, I'm very pleased.
Yeah.
How much work did it take for you to get it to this final cut where you as a filmmaker were very
Yeah.
pleased with your final product?
Yeah, well, post-production is fascinating. You know, it's a very long, it's a long process when you're careful, and you go. It's a long process. Many cuts. People saw it. We had comments. We worked. I worked with a wonderful editor, Philippe Rallet, an old friend of mine. And it's just to be very patient, you know, and to make sacrifices also for the rhythm of the movie. We had different cuts, and at the end, you know, I cut another 10 minutes just at the, you know, some a month before we finished the. At the end of the process, I cut 10 minutes from a 150 cut. I brought it back to a 145 cut, and just these little cuts at the end, you know, help the rhythm a lot of the movie. So it's such a complex process, you know. For me, it's also very creative, you know, because when you start the editing, the first cut, you always, you know, kind of feel very bad, you know. The first cut of movies is I think for most filmmakers an horrible thing to watch, and because it's what you have, you know, it's there. And some things are great, some things are not that good. You dreamt of a movie, you know, you wrote the screenplay, you had this image in mind, and there you have the thing. And from there on, it becomes a new process. You know, you kind of recreate your movie, you rewrite it, and all the other artists come in. You know, the soundtrack comes in, and the color correction, and suddenly this object becomes something very different than what you dream of, but it may be better than what you dream of. It's different, so it's a creative process all the time. And it never stops, you know, until you have the final cut of the movie or the final copy of the movie. And so it's a long process, it's hard work, and it's again the details, you know. It's like the recreating the era, recreating the time. It's in the details that you see the difference, you know. So these days when I watch series, you know, historic series, and you have all these huge CGI scene, you know, it's nice, but what makes you believe in the time is the detail of the costume, the hair, the small sets, that, and the characters. Are they living in the time really? That's where you get. I'm wondering here. So this
You
felt a bit of
know, oh
question.
yeah, with details, there's I'm probably mispronouncing the name, group called Offenbach. There's a song that you put in the movie and I listen to it. I don't understand it because I don't know the language, but it's a beautiful song. Can you just talk about its inclusion in your film? Because I went on YouTube and kept listening to that song. I love it. So.
Well, it's a song about a guy who's fighting inner demons. You know, it's not about crime, but so there's maybe that's this theme that comes along in the voice of the singer. You know, it's the story of a guy who's sad and there's a melancholy to the song. You know, that comes along. Despite the language, so we thought it fitted well there. You know, just this guy who thinks, he made mistakes and maybe should have another life. Can he have another life? That's the theme of the song.
Yeah. Final question is, I know this is a very hard question to ask and you get asked this a lot, but from the top of your head, can you name one of your all-time favorite movies? What is it specifically about this movie that still resonates with you?
Well, to stay in the theme, you know, there are many movies I like, but one of the films that inspired me a lot is Michael Mann's Thief. If you remember that from the early 80s, I think we inspired ourselves with many films of the 70s, but this film always come back to me, the theme of the family. The man wants to recreate a family, create a family through crime. And also the attention to details, the way they open the safe with tools and looks very real, and the investment of everyone in the film, the actors, and this actor, I forgot his name, who played the bad gangster. I forgot. He's so good
I
in
think
there, you know. At first you feel, huh?
Robert Prosky, the old guy,
Yeah, Robert
Robert
Prosky,
Prosky.
you know,
Yes.
he's this
Yeah.
granddad at first and becomes pure evil. You know, for me, it's the ideal art villain in a movie, you know. So this movie impressed me very much at the time, and I still watch it often. If we talk about gangster movies, and.
Ramon, thank you so much for your time. I really loved Dust for a Hitman and continued success.
Thank you.